When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are doing the show without Sarah today. Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
Why are the arms up? What's happening?
I was just going to also say good morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
You scared me there with the arms.
Yeah.
Like, what's broken?
It's so nice to see you, Bob. But first, let us just froth on our Saturday event, and then we'll get caught up on your summer vacation. Do you hear an echo?
I do hear a little bit of an echo.
All right. We got it. Okay.
I think I got it.
So, listen. We had I know that Pride just finished, or at least, you know, the Pride Parade kind of caps off a month-long celebration, and we were at the W for Drag Me to Brunch on Saturday as a station and as a show. Bob couldn't be there, but Bob, you missed it. We missed you, and you missed it. What an event.
Man, the fans of this show are unbelievable, and just, they remember everything. Like, one fan brought some coffee, and it was like, I got you I got you whole bean because I know you grind your own coffee. And I'm like, how do you know that? That was like,
it's all the stuff. It happens. Imagine. There's texts that come in sometimes that are so obscure, like a piece of info or a trivia thing where you just go, how? But, you know, it's awesome. And actually, there were times during the event, and I said this to Sarah, I'm like, my eyes are stinging. I'm going to start crying. Like, this is how much love. And it's truly ridiculous to get that much love. Like, you know, I left the event and there's just like this, like, how lucky and blessed and stoked and great. And also, I just.
And the girls dancing, the ladies, the drag.
The dancers,
folks,
yes.
They were all fans as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Shugana, she was great. She was the MC of the event and just super cool, super big fan. And all I kept thinking, though, during a couple of those dances is, why are they tucking everything? It is amazing. We saw some seriously good drag on Saturday.
Yeah, it was impressive. So listen, I just wanted to, before we get to Bob, and then we're going to do trash and we're going to do news. We are live today from downtown San Francisco Studio 9, but I just want to thank everyone that came out, all of the time you give us. Like, there were people who said, I've been listening for the whole 30 years, and you just go,
a lot of them.
Every minute for 30 years is a lot of minutes. So thank you so much, all of us who've contributed to the show over the years. It's appreciated, I imagine. I mean, I'm sure there are people who left the show. I'm sure when you left the show, there were people who were like, Maddie, from Sarah No Name.
For the rest of the time until I came back, and there were so many people on Saturday, they were like, yep, I remember we left. Mm-hmm. So glad you came back, and we're happy to have you back, and thanks. And, you know, with that event, they sold tickets, so I was thinking, you know, there'll be like a good cadre of Alice fans there. It was the whole audience.
Right.
It was every single person. And you and Sarah did a great job of, I think you took a picture and hung out with every fan that was there. So that was fun. Kalia and Danae from our promotion staff, they did the event. They were awesome. It looks good. Every time Alice events always just, they got it. They got style.
Yep. They killed it. So yeah. And thanks to the W as well, which is just prime location downtown. And they helped us. So to everyone, whether you came and just enjoyed the show or you were part of the show or you were from the W, like, thank you. That event was just spectacular. Really, really good. Really fun.
Any highlights for you?
Well, like I said, I mean, there was so much love and I was like, I'm sitting here going, my eyes are stinging. Sarah. What do we do? And so I'm at a point in my life where I just really appreciate everything and everyone, and I'm stoked to be here. I'm stoked to be here today, too. I mean, I know that Sarah's off and it's not the normal show, but I'm just happy. I love what we do.
I'm happy we got on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good, it seems like. Bob is cool as a cucumber, ready to go.
Before we get to her, I just want to say also that, you know, I left town on Saturday after our event, and I know that that was just the start of most people's Pride weekend. I don't know if Bob was out for Pride. Hopefully, you were somewhere. You live in the city, so I imagine you have some input. But so I hope the rest of the weekend went great for everyone. I went to see Ilio again.
Again?
Well, I have little kids. I got home. I went and got a sandwich on my way home, took my time, decompressed. Like I said, there's a lot of, you know, you get pumped up. You're like, okay, remember, you're just a dude. And I mean, there's so much love.
Oh, I got back to my apartment and I'm like, where's... Hey,
it's love, really,
where's the love?
It's pretty heady stuff. Yeah. I mean, I went and saw Ilio with my kids and that was, you know, a good way to finish a great day. So anyway, hope your Pride went great. We are going to do trash. Bob is back from her summer vacation.
I'm back.
Good morning.
I heard you missed me.
I did miss you. Wait, who told you that?
You did. I tried to listen to the show. You mentioned me once or twice.
I did miss you.
I missed you.
So the event was great and we're sorry you weren't there.
I'm so sad I couldn't be there. My FOMO on watching it on social media was high.
Oh yeah, we posted a lot. Mm-hmm. So you got to see some.
It looks awesome.
It's really, like, it's funny. This is your first radio gig, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have anything to compare it to, but take my word for it. Our events are top notch, super well put together and well run and everything timed out great, and our bosses were there.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty good to feel supported and like you got someone who gives a crap. That's
so
nice.
Cool.
It was.
I'm glad you're appreciating it. That's really awesome.
So tell us about your week off, you and your husband-to-be.
Yes.
Susan.
Oh, we had the best time. So we went to a music festival in Western Michigan called Electric Forest, which this was our sixth time going to it. Sixth and final.
Is this final?
Yeah, I'm hanging up my fanny pack. I think it's time for me to retire. But
what?
Age 30, she's done.
Electric
Forest.
Forest. So this is like the Burning Man for Michigan?
I mean, I wouldn't call it that, but it's very festival-y. It has its own culture, its own style.
And do you camp?
Yes, we camped.
So you're in a tent.
Unfortunately.
How many days?
It's 4 days. The actual festival is 4 days. Some people get there on like Tuesday or Wednesday and then leave Monday morning. We got there Thursday afternoon and we left late Sunday night. And from there, we went to Susan's parents' lake house in northern Michigan. And so we spent a whole week there.
So I was just about to say the people who come early are probably the locals who, you know, look forward to this all year. But you're kind of locals there, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard flying into it. And this year, so we've been many times. And this year, since we moved to San Francisco, we've been telling all of our friends about it. So we had like 10 friends from San Francisco who were like, all right, I got to see what this is all about. And they came. And so it was like organizing, borrowing tents, and we had to go grocery shopping to get all of our food and stuff for the weekend. And so it was a little bit of logistics, but it was so worth it.
Would Vinny and I know any of the bands that played?
Maybe.
I just pulled up I was actually trying to look for the bands. I don't see the 2025 schedule. Oh, yes, I do.
Tiesto played. You know them? You know him, right?
Yes. No. Disco Dom?
Yes.
Okay. Sarah Landry, big?
Big. Yes,
wait,
big techno.
1:30 in the morning till 3:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So you guys are partying in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Because you're in the middle of nowhere?
Yes, the sun is starting to creep up when you go to sleep. You're like, why is it a little bit light out? Like, where's the moon? Oh, that's the sun.
You know, it's not bad the way that... So we're talking about Electric Forest 2025, Bob's Vacation. And as I look at the lineup, it is a full 6 days. And they most of these bands don't... Or like the earliest start is 3 p.m.
Yes. Yeah, the festival opens at like noon.
But most are dinner time starts.
But you know what the coolest thing about it is? It's not even the acts that play. It's the actual festival. They go, it's like Disney World, but for adults. They go to the max with the art and the lighting, especially at nighttime. Like it's actually in a forest and it's lit up so beautifully. And they have like a lot of interactive stuff too. Like they have this church that's like rainbow called the Chapel. And if you go in there any time of day, there's like crazy shows going on. And there's tons of things to explore. Oh, it's
so
just the most magical place ever.
What happened that you decided, this is it for me.
Yeah.
This is my last year.
Why are you hanging up your fanny?
I don't want to lose the magic. You know, it's such a special place. And every year I go, I'm like, it refuels me. And I feel like I take from it, like the way people treat each other there, I feel like I use that to talk to people and interact with people in my life. So every year it just feels like I'm like being refueled. But I don't want it to lose that sparkle, you know?
All right. Well.
But it's so cool. You can like literally turn and talk to anyone and it's like you know each other.
Huh.
Mm.
It's so freaking cool. I'll share a couple of things on my story.
I think you'll miss one. You won't go to one and then you'll go back. That's my prediction for you.
Well, you know, Maddie, next September I'm getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year after that, I'm kind of hoping that I might be pregnant. So
you got a whole plan there.
Whoa. All right. So, Bob, we're so stoked that you're here. And we are doing the show without Sarah for the next 4 days. By the way, and I'm going to get to your tag before you get started here. I just wanted to say this as well. So I expected vacation traffic, and that was not the case.
No.
So the roads are still busy. I guess most people are still working this week, so we're happy to have you. Hope you stay. 4 concerts for the 4th.
Ah.
That's your trash sponsor. All this week, listen on the 5s every hour from 7:05 to 6:05 p.m. So that's 7 a.m., 6:05 p.m. for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek, and Shawn Mendes at Frost Amphitheater.
Wow.
Courtesy of Another Planet, Golden Voice, and Live Nations, 4 concerts for the 4th. So be listening at 7:05 for your first chance and your first code word. All right, Bob, trash us.
Have you ever fallen asleep on the couch?
Yes.
And woken up to whatever was playing on the TV at like 3 or 4 in the morning?
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Me, like a lot of people my age will remember the DVD menus. John Tucker Must Die really sticks out, or the George Lopez theme song late at night. But my personal favorite is...
Oh, the SPCA ad.
The poor puppy dog.
From Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan, as Sarah would say if she was here.
The dogs are crying. They're in cages. It's so sad.
So we're so lucky we get to talk about this today because Sarah McLachlan has a new album coming out September 19th, which means she's on the press tour, which means she's talking about this famous ad that we all remember. And she says she can't even watch it. Like, it's so awful. And awful as in, like, it makes her sad.
Yeah.
And then also awful as in like cringy. But did you know that it made $30 million in 1 year for the ASPCA?
Wow.
So it was wildly successful.
Oh.
I didn't know that, but I do think that in the end, if your song can do that kind of good, like I can see why someone would say,
"Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan."
Oh, you turned it off.
Yeah, I turned it off.
Oh, I was going to listen to her. Hi, Sarah. I think that that's great. I can see why she would cringe. I can see why she would. Now the song has a totally different association than probably why she wrote it and who she wrote it for.
Right.
But super cool. 30 million.
I know, really cool.
But I flip that commercial every time it comes on.
Yeah, you got it.
It's just too much.
It's so hard to watch. She said that the director was like, "We make an even sadder face. Look even sadder. We need more sad from you." Oh,
come
my
on,
gosh.
Sarah.
Can you imagine that that's your legacy?
Well, hopefully it's not. Yeah, I don't know about what the new album sounds like. But Sarah McLachlan, since you weren't here, is one of the artists that, like, a core Alice artist from the
amazing.
Very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Lilith Fair. Did you ever hear that?
No.
The Lilith Fair was, there was just a strong female presence, not only in music, but, and there still is, in fact, bigger than ever. But at the time, Alice artists, Jewel, Sarah McLachlan, Tori Amos. I'm running out. Tracy Chapman was another one.
Oh, that rocks.
They were all a big part of the beginning of the station.
So did you ever interview her then?
I don't think I did, but it's totally possible that I did. Like, we had that was a time when we had guests rolling through almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very possible because she, again, was a core artist. But anyway.
Well, new music coming September.
Great.
Let's check it out. I've also got what to watch. So this weekend, the highly anticipated Brad Pitt F1 movie opened. $55 million. Number one in the box office. Nothing to snuff at. It's a big deal because it's Apple's first major box office hit. So the tech companies are making art. And
wait a minute.
Watching.
That's the first release outside of their little... Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's
the first hit that they put out as a
big
movie.
One. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
$55 million. 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. So,
well,
I'm like, do I go to see this? Are you guys going to see this?
I think there are people who want to hear and see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
I won't.
I will. I will. I will go see that maybe next weekend.
I made a decision recently. I went to the movies a couple weeks ago, and I've actually been twice in the last month. And I think it's only worth it for me if I'm going to see a movie in IMAX. Because there's so many, especially around here, like, unless I'm going to a cool old theater to see like an indie or a horror movie, I'm like, it's way better to watch it at home unless you're going all out for IMAX.
I agree 100%. Like, whenever any Marvel movies, anything with lasers and outer space, I want to see it on IMAX because it is a whole difference. And this movie was... The sound on it, the Formula One cars, is just going to be amazing to hear on those speakers.
You know they did it right. So F1 is all the rage these days. Lilo and Stitch, you said you've seen Elio multiple times.
Yeah, I really want to see Lilo and Stitch, but I got home from our event on Saturday, and my family had gone to get sushi, and they came home and said, "What should we do?" And my little one goes, "Let's see Elio," and it was just on.
Oh.
Like, we were out the door. I grabbed shoes. Turned around, split, Elio again. It's very good.
How was it the second time?
I love it. I really do. I love it. I love Pixar. I love all the movies they make. There's definitely, there's heart in every one of their films. So that always gets me. So it's good. But it probably, what? It was third or fourth the first week.
Yeah. It's not in the top. Lilo and Stitch is going to hit a billion global this week.
Wow.
It's
That's
almost
great.
A billion. Yeah. So maybe check that out too.
So, Vin, I'm assuming when there's a movie like that, you're going to have to watch it a billion times because kids like to rewatch
movies they
once
do.
They're out on DVD.
Is there a lot of music in that one that's going to be?
No.
Okay.
Nope. No, it's not a musical. So the thing is, there are movies that I have watched with my first daughter. I watched Cars 250 times and never was bummed. I just think that's a great movie. It's a great story. It's an all-time classic. I'd push play on it again today. There's a lot of others that there's a point where you go, oh, God, enough already. But Cars?
Yeah.
Other classics like that? I'm for it.
I've got like three lines in that movie, and I've talked to nephews and nieces and friends with kids, and I'll say the lines, and they know exactly what part of the movie it is. Like, they know that movie. Even when the extra says something.
If there's any time you should flex, it's when the movie Cars comes up. Because if you're in that, it's an all-time classic.
That is so freaking cool that you're in that.
It really is.
Yeah, it's really neat to go to Pixar and do voiceover. Like they, they just do it right. They had like a masseuse on site if you're if you needed your shoulders rubbed a little bit. Anything you think to eat.
I'm gonna guess that's been trimmed out of the budget as times have changed. Oh, but right?
Yeah, that's.
I'm sure there's no more masseuses on staff. But we went to Sarah and I went to. By the way, if you're just joining us. We're live. Sarah's not in this week, but we're doing shows. So if you'd like to hang, we'd love to have you. We went up to Skywalker Ranch to do our voiceover for the movie Flight. And that was also very, like, I mean, I didn't need money. In fact, it's caused me more trouble for the payment because of the taxes involved. There's no money, like, actual value. I mean, $20 is what I get when I get a check. It's a bigger problem that I've got to go to my tax guy and go, I don't have the W-2. Well, we got to find that.
No. Got to go to SAG-AFTRA website.
It's a whole freaking thing. But the getting to be there, getting to do that, getting to have the director on the line, like I guess you had the director right
we
there
had
in
Lasseter.
The house. Right.
Lasseter was directing us, and he's just the best.
Not there anymore, but
yeah.
Okay.
Other stuff to watch. The Bear season 4 has premiered, FX and Hulu. I'm not like diving right into this one because season 3 I'd never even finished, but I don't even know if I need to.
I dove in this weekend. It is back to more of what it was before.
Yeah.
And in the first episode, he's apologizing to the sous chef. And it when you listen to him apologizing, I feel like it's the director saying, sorry, it was so dark last season. Sorry, this and that. So they kind of set you up that it's not going to be that way. I'm about 4 episodes in, and so far, so good. Really love it. Bear's back for sure.
4 episodes in, is Claire back yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
good.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So apparently, originally, they only had, like, the creators had
the creators of The Bear.
Of The Bear.
And this is 4th season. Go on.
They had 3 seasons of story, and then FX asked them to extend it to a 4th season. So they had to kind of create that 3rd season outside of what they already had planned.
Ah.
And it was obviously very
fast.
Oh, because
its arc was supposed to be over.
Yes.
I got you.
So this season should be where they were planning on taking the story originally. So that's good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
Squid Games season 3 is back on Netflix. And I'm personally watching on Netflix Department Q. It's a detective show, 9 episodes, only 1 season. It takes place in Scotland, which is cool. New accents to learn. And it's really good. The characters, even the side characters, have a lot of depth. It's got some twists and turns. I'm really excited to see
it. Okay, let's hear it.
What?
You learned a new accent. Let's hear it.
No. I meant how to listen to one.
Oh, come on, dearie. Do a Scottish brogue for us.
No.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
All right.
But that show, I've heard from several people, they're like, you got to watch this show. It's really, really good.
Yeah,
so
it's super good.
We'll check it out.
And it's called what?
Department Q on Netflix.
Got it.
Sweet. We've also got tonight on Talk Show on Jimmy Fallon, Gerard Butler, Michelle Monaghan, and Marina. Jimmy Kimmel. We've got Don Johnson, Atsuto Akatsuka, and Garbage, Seth Meyers, George Clooney, Jennifer Simard, Christopher Sieber. I think that's all I've got.
Okay.
What's coming up, Vin?
So 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week after these on Alice.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny morning show on Alice. Not yet.
Okay. You're doing it right there. Thought that's what we talked.
Let me just get through this little bit here and then I'll point to you.
All right.
Okay. Sarah's out, as you may have noticed right now, but we are here and we are live. We are broadcasting from Studio 9 in downtown San Francisco, where it is currently cloudy, like full on clouds Everywhere else, beautiful. In fact, I watched the sun come up over the East Bay, and it's like the best part of summer.
Yeah.
Because I hate when it's sunny until 9 p.m. I'm in bed and it's sunny and streaming through the blinds. But in the morning, watching the sun come up over the East Bay, it's that is just great.
And you could feel the warmth out walking the dog this morning. It's like, oh, it's not as bitterly cold as it's been every morning. So it's really nice.
So it is time. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is making sure Fremont and Livermore will be rocking this summer by helping sponsor two unique summer concert series. Tuesday Tunes in Livermore starts June 3rd and runs every Tuesday through August 16th. In Fremont, the six free shows, including tribute bands, will be performed at the Central Park Performance Pavilion every Thursday starting June 26th. Tune in to lcac.org and fremont.gov for more info. Okay, here's what's happening. So I already told you we are socked in here in San Francisco, but the sun will come out and mostly sunny everywhere else. Another warm, beautiful day. Thanks again to everyone who came out to drag me to brunch. I can't say it enough. That show was just like, talk about good vibes. Everybody had fun, in my opinion, as far as I could see.
Oh, they were having a blast.
And the gratitude that Sarah and I have for all of the love that we were shown, it's real. Like, we really do appreciate it. I mean, there are, well, lots of years.
And there's lots and lots of stories mm-hmm. and folks coming up and telling you how much of a part of your life they are. And that is, I mean, what else do you want, man?
It's great. It's great. It's why we do this.
Yeah.
We also got to see and meet and hang with Mason, who does middays here on Alice and is also a star in her on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Like a big thing. And you hear people say that. I was following her before I ever. Okay.
Mason on the mic.
Yep. So you can follow her. And she's doing a show on there as well as middays here on Alice. So there's that. By the way, Bob is back if you're just joining the show. Again, Sarah's out. Bob's here. She did a great celebrity. In fact, our text number, 800-400-3697. Where is it? This is another example of just people being so good to us. Good morning. I know you feel a bit stressed doing the show with one missing, but it's going to be great. I got up extra early to be with you from the start. OFOC, Maria in Napa.
Aw.
Maria, you're awesome. Loving Bob filling in while Sarah's out. And of course, Maddie too. Love you all.
Love ya.
Let's see here. Where's the one? Is Sarah coming back tomorrow from her vacation? I'll bet Sarah is concerned for her job security after hearing Bob on the waves. Three thumbs up, Bob.
Aw.
I don't think Sarah's stressing at all.
I don't think so.
I do think Bob did great. This is a big market to be starting radio in.
Okay. Don't make me nervous. When he's like, you're not nervous enough.
No, you're doing great. You really are. Didn't I tell you that? Yeah. Okay, so 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Oh, these are fun.
These are fun. Joey Chestnut lost the Nathan's hot dog eating contest for the first time in 8 years. He ate 60 hot dogs.
And buns.
And buns. And competitive eater Matt Stoney ate 62. It's still the only time he's competed and lost since 06. He holds a world record of 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes set in 2021.
What's up, Joey in San Jose?
And I believe Sarah already told us last week that he's back on ESPN doing the Nathan's contest this year, right?
Yeah, they missed him last year. And I mean, they just told him he couldn't do it because he was doing vegan dogs instead of their hot dogs. And there was a conflict, but it wasn't the same without him. It's just you watch that now to see, can someone beat him?
Do you watch that?
Yes.
Do you watch that?
Sometimes. I'm happy that it's happening. I don't think I necessarily want to watch it, but like I like the vibes, you know?
Okay.
But it's kind of gross.
I think it's disgusting and do not watch it, but you know.
It's nice. They put it on demand, so it's just now a tradition for me to watch it on the 4th. Just, you know, throw it on and just watch them suck down those dogs after they put them in water, and it's all chewy. And
it's so gross,
dude.
Kind
of, it is a little gross.
By the way, you know, for anyone who listens to the show, Maddie is someone, he's, what do you call yourself? I can't think of the word that you used the other day.
An enigma?
Yes. at our big Pride event, the Drag Me to Brunch, there was a moment where I swear there's this lady sitting right in front of me. She's at the table with our boss, and she is wearing a hat. And last week, Maddie said, I would never date someone who's wearing a hat. He just thinks hats are the, what is it?
I don't know. I feel like based on past experiences, there's a personality type that wears a big hat.
Well, here's this lady at our event, beautiful lady, gorgeous, sitting there with a hat on. So I look at Maddie and I'm like, honestly, you're going to say no to, and he goes, no.
No.
Okay.
I stand by my convictions.
He did stand by his conviction.
Oh, wait, so he said even though she was beautiful because she was wearing a hat.
A hat, no.
Yeah.
He said to me, this is his exact quote, it's a personality thing, which I don't get, but okay.
You're so judgy.
I know, and I'll probably spend the rest of my life alone because of it, but.
I will say, though, I don't know if you noticed, Vin, Maddie has a new character on his face, the scruff.
Oh, the scruff.
Oh, is that normally you don't have that?
No, and I was kind of cultivating it and seeing if it looked good, and
I think I approve. Bob approves.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
That was the first thing she said to me this morning, and I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
Back to 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner announced their divorce. The announcement came one day after their 10th anniversary.
Oof.
Well,
he must have mucked up that anniversary.
Well, I imagine they'd been on the down. That is never is just a one moment thing.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis got married 10 years ago this week. They tied the knot on July 4th, 2015, 17 years after first meeting as cast members on That 70s Show.
Huh.
And this is summer season or wedding season, so it's no surprise that there are a lot of anniversaries right now. When are you getting married? What's the date?
September 12th, 2026.
Is that considered a fall wedding? Probably not.
Yes, pricing wise.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, but hopefully it'll be summer because I'm getting married on a lake.
Oh, you're doing it in Michigan?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I actually went to see the venue while I was on vacation.
And?
I hadn't seen it in person. It's so cool. I was like figuring out where the dance floor is going to be. And
you know, when I married my wife, her like I didn't really need a big wedding. And in fact, I would have totally done the Justice of the Peace and then spent that money on a trip. But she wanted to get married, and her thing was, I just want to have a party with all my friends. Mm-hmm. The problem becomes that there's a wedding machine that you get yourself into, and suddenly you're busy with flowers and other. And it does become a big, you have to be able to say no to a lot of stuff for this thing to stay as a party with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck.
It's going to be an expensive party, but it's going to be so freaking fun. So anyone who comes, that's guaranteed.
Okay. Diddy fell in a hole at the BET Awards. He was performing with Lil' Kim, Mace, Faith Evans, and others. These are 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week while celebrating the 20th anniversary of Bad Boy Records. I don't remember that. But I don't think I watched the BET Awards.
Yeah, I remember him falling at some point, so maybe that was it. But it was, you know, it was pretty embarrassing. It was in the middle of the show and everything.
Rihanna did something no other artist has done. The RIAA announced she was the first artist to rack up more than 100 million gold and platinum song certifications.
Huh.
Okay. The Tonight Show was on hiatus after Jimmy Fallon almost lost a finger. This is 10 years ago this week. He tripped on a rug, caught himself on a countertop, and his wedding band caused a ring avulsion.
Ugh.
I vaguely remember that.
Well, I remember hearing about it.
It's like, is that show cursed? Because Jay Leno famously has had a million different little accidents and like surprising is still alive. And Fallon picked up where he left off.
People were wondering if South Park would make it to 20. Co-creator Matt Stone calmed fans' nerves by saying they wouldn't stop unless it got canceled. Season 27 is set to premiere next Wednesday on July 9th.
Ooh.
Let's see. The trailer for Creed was released 10 years ago this week. People weren't sure if the Rocky spinoff would work. It went on to make $174 million. Creed 2 and Creed 3 even made more.
That's Michael B. Jordan, right? In the new Creed. He is a certified movie star, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Good-looking guy.
Do you consider him good-looking?
For sure.
Sarah was into him for a minute there, and I thought, yeah. Dude's good-looking.
He is.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, fudge.
I don't really like boxing movies that much, though.
You know, Rocky was of an age.
Right.
So when I was a little boy, I believe that Rocky came out in 76 or somewhere thereabouts. When I saw that movie and couldn't have been more pumped, more into it. I remember, I want to say I saw it on TV later, like it came out and showed on TV. Yeah. I don't know how that would have happened.
But that was how sometimes we got to see movies, is there'd be one or two that would make it on the TV. And Rocky, I think everybody left that movie just jogging and like, da-da-da.
I did pull-ups.
Well, it's such a cool style.
I did pull-ups on my mom's towel bar in her bathroom.
I bet she loved that.
Well, I broke it right off because, you know, it's a towel bar. It's for towels, not bodies. But yeah, I mean, you absolutely get caught up in the workout montage, and the fight scenes were really well done. So anyway, I am a fan of the Rocky specifically, and I did go see Creed.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Fish bones. Mm. So for the longest time in my life, I didn't eat fish. And I would tell my mom, I don't eat them and they don't eat me, because I surf and I don't want to be in the water and have them smell it on me.
I love that.
Yeah, I really just didn't want to be eaten.
You just didn't want to eat fish. I mean, me neither when I was a kid. I hated it. It was one of the ones my parents made me eat, and I'm like,
I think I
hide it in my napkin.
Oh, you didn't eat fish?
I didn't either. I spit it in my napkin to try to hide it, because they did this thing every year. It's called shad. I don't know where this fish comes from, but my mom would bake it all day. All day. So the house just stunk, and it had little tiny bones. And she's like, they're all baked out. They're all baked. No, they weren't. They were never baked out.
That is one of the things, like trout, salmon can have bones?
Salmon can have bones.
It's a problem. I do eat fish now, but a Thai woman who accidentally swallowed a fish bone, which got stuck in her throat, was shocked to see it eventually come out the side of her neck after she failed to remove it. Here's the picture I'll show to Maddie.
What the heck?
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
It sticking out the side of her neck. It's right there.
Not bulging through the skin, literally pierced through the skin coming out.
And she's got a meaty neck.
Well, there's swelling there.
Oh, okay.
Because she'd had a fish bone in there for some days. The shocking showing this guy's wife. First of all, they went to the ER. The Thai man told news outlets that you got to be careful when you eat fish. We totally thought the thing was bone free. She ended up with a fish bone in her throat. She felt the sharp pain in her neck. She tried dislodging the bone using folk remedies like eating rice and bread crust. Nothing worked. They went to the hospital. They said, it'll clear. So she went home. And there it is.
Wow.
That's after 2 weeks of have you ever had something in your throat where you just feel like, I can't, I got to get it out. You know how you miss swallow or something? I don't know how you go 2 weeks, how you'd fall asleep at night with that still in that. Anyway, they were able to get it out once it showed itself through the side of her neck.
This really sets me back, because I didn't grow up eating fish. My dad was allergic to seafood, supposedly. So I never had any fish until I was like in my 20s.
And
so I've been trying to incorporate it more into my diet. They say salmon's good for you. And now I'm like, well, I don't know.
You just got to really pick those things out. I mean, I try to eat salmon too. I think salmon's like, I'll eat halibut. It's way less fishy than, say, salmon.
Oh, see, I think salmon's not very fishy.
Oh, well, then you're great. Eat salmon. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Do you eat sushi?
Yeah.
And will you eat, like, what's the one without any rice? A nigiri?
Nigiri.
Nigiri.
I try it, but I'm not that into it.
I love it. I love sashimi. I just like to eat the fish, yeah. And I like the sea urchin, the orange. So good.
You go for it all now.
I go for everything now.
I'm not surprised.
Well, you know, you grow into taste. You know, there's stuff that I didn't like as a kid that now I love. And the fish is one of them.
Beautiful.
Oh, look at the time.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't know, Vin. You couldn't have weighed much more than a wet towel. I was very light. I was a thin little kid, but I bent that bar right off its thing, and then it was bent so it wouldn't go back in the holes, and I just went, I did this. This was me.
Oh, Sandy.
Would it be possible to get a warmer mic or EQ her better? The top end needs to be trimmed. Thank you, 510.
Wow.
I don't know what any of that means.
It doesn't matter. Do what you do.
Yeah.
We're in right up to here today. Let's just go with the flow and do our best. I was hoping you would have been at the Pride Parade yesterday. I left the city on Saturday afternoon and came back this morning. So I missed it. But I hope it was the best Pride. Like
I read that it was an amazing parade. And like no, you know, and this year with the just a lot of people worry about a lot of things.
I worried big time for everyone's safety. And I'm really glad to hear it went well.
Went great.
I saw when I was coming into work this morning, the light up pride flag, the biggest pride flag of all time, was still rocking this morning when I came in.
Nice. I'm glad to hear that. Well, we're so still beautiful. What is June? Is June 31?
We have till tomorrow.
Okay. So we got a couple days before we go to the 1st. Wait, let me see here. No, tomorrow's the 1st.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the last day of Pride.
30 days, half September.
I don't know that
something,
saying.
Something, June, and...
But love is love every month.
Agreed. Chestnut is on July 4th on ESPN. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Do you know, I didn't realize not just the hot dog eating contest, they also do like the world championships of cornhole and like all those other super American games.
On the 4th.
On the 4th, on ESPN. It's so fun.
I thought you were going to mention, because they say here, I've watched Chestnut eat a rib at a rib competition. So gross in person. So they have to clear the rib.
Yeah.
Bone. Yeah, I'm
same
not
same thing
into
with
that.
Wings. They've got to like get them down to nothing.
I wonder if you enjoy eating in your life if you eat as a profession. You know, does it really ruin food for you?
I would think it does.
I would think so too. That stinks.
Actually, two women in my life, this is Sarah and my wife, both love eating. So they absolutely have that. There's a joy to it, and that watching my wife do it, and I brought it up one time in here, and Sarah was like, yeah, that's what you do. My wife crafts a bite. She like puts little pieces from around the plate to make the perfect bite. So if you watch her, she's very busy with what's in front of her as she, I just can't.
I want it in my stomach.
I just actually would prefer to put everything in a bowl and use a spoon and then just be done as quickly as possible.
That's how Susan is.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys, F1 was so good.
Oh.
F1, says 510, is why we still go to theaters, y'all. Aww. It was so good. Jorge Newark via Odyssey. What's up, Jorge?
Hey, Jorge.
What's coming up in the trash, Bob?
Beyonce took a wild ride, and people are not obsessed with the Bezos wedding, but they are obsessed with Sydney Sweeney.
Woo!
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at
97.3.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.